You have a vision for your business. Your priority might be to
expand facilities
or
bring in the best talent.
At Century Insurance, we listen, learn, and work to understand your business and your plans to help protect your
new locations.
As your business evolves and your vision comes true, Century. Right by you. Property and casualty coverages and underwritten and safety services are provided by a member of the Century Insurance Group, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. For a complete listing of companies, visit century.com. Policies, coverages, benefits, and discounts are not available in all states. See policy for complete coverage details.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go!
Happy birthday to you!
Welcome to Fully Charged Recharge.
Oh shit, the smoke's going.
I don't think we're allowed candles anymore.
We're probably
too
not.
Late. Trust you to put a downer on your own fucking happy birthday. I think this is against the rules, actually.
Guys, this will do for a podcast intro. Will everyone say hello?
Hello!
And that is that done. Thank you.
We're ready to go.
It's showtime.
Fully Charged.
Check.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Woo! This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday.
Oh, thank God for that.
Sorry now to be this person, but how on earth is it not Friday yet?
We've had the longest week of our lives.
It really has been quite intense. Yeah, doesn't Dundrum feel like it was about 7 years ago?
It really does. We were only there on Tuesday, yesterday in Blanche. Oh, it's good to be back in the studio, isn't it?
Giving away our girly quiz board games the last couple of mornings, as we mentioned, from Dundrum and Blanche. But it is nice just to be here with a coffee machine around.
Yeah.
You know? And
cause why? Do you not like seeing people?
No, I love seeing people, but I just found that when you're in a shopping centre that's not open and you can't get a coffee, it's a long wait till 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And when there's opens. Wafting smells of bagels travelling through your nostrils while
that.
You're chatting about board games.
I'll miss that. Like when it comes to like 8 a.m. and you want to go to the shop, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, when producer Callum was back, you can.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think I sat down at all yesterday. I was standing up in Blanche all morning just
but my
running
step
around.
Count has been incredible the last couple of days.
It's great for the fitness.
It is.
But just to bring you back down to earth with a bang, we obviously had two amazing shows out in Dundrum and Blanche to give away the girly quiz board game. Got a tweet in to the Spin 1038 Twitter.
Oh, who's giving out about us?
Hey guys, what's up with no Fully Charged podcast the last 2 days?
Oh.
Yeah, because producer Callum didn't do it.
Yeah, sorry. We recorded a podcast intro and everything on Tuesday, and then yesterday producer Callum goes, oh yeah, I never bothered to do the podcast. And I was like, well,
okay, just for clarity,
you're annoying people so much that they're tweeting us. People never tweet us.
Yeah, you're trying to bring us back down to earth. Bring yourself back down to earth.
I was the only one that came back into the office both days.
I came in yesterday.
Both days.
Oh, what do you want? A medal?
Yes, please.
It's also producer Callum's birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Just to say as well, giving away the girly quiz board games, we were raising money for Women's Aid, and we had a kind of thing in our head saying if we raise like 1038, 1038 quid, we'd be delighted. We've hit over 4,000 euro for Women's Aid, so thanks so much for that.
We're the talk of the office. We're the best little boys and girls.
Well, you're not because you haven't done the podcast, so they're going to go up today, aren't they?
Yeah, good one.
Callum, you've a long day today.
You've a long day today, Callum.
Happy birthday.
You've a lot of catching up to do.
Spins Fully Charged with now. It Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Morning.
Great headline that caught my attention the other day. A scientist reveals how many minutes you lose of life every time you eat a cheeseburger, hot dog, or drink a Coke.
Oh, wow.
This would be interesting. I thought, that's pretty grim. It's kind of depressing. It's a little bit dark. It's perfect for the show.
It's a lovely way to kick off.
Exactly. Yeah. Happy Thursday. Christmas. Happy Christmas, everybody. A study ranked more than 5,800 foods and basically determined their health costs by analysing them based on their additives and their micro and macronutrients.
Okay.
Fats, calories and sugars and things like that, right? So a lot of foods like hot dogs, pizza, mac and cheese is on there as well, were found to shorten someone's lifespan, and others, such as like fruits and vegetables and things like that, they were basically found to help someone live longer. Other things on that list are peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Right.
As in shorten or lengthen?
Lengthen.
Oh.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich was the best food for adding healthy years.
Really?
Apparently.
What?
Yeah. That was, it was bizarre as hell. Maybe the science was done by a peanut butter and jelly sandwich
Man.
Company.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it basically affords 32 minutes of a healthy lifespan every time you eat.
Are you serious? Peanut butter. Well, the Americans are all right, so.
Yeah, they're great.
They love their PB&J.
PB&J. And nuts and seeds were second best at plus 24 minutes, and fruits were third at plus 10 minutes.
Can I ask you a question, right? Because sometimes if I eat really badly or have a weekend where you're out all the time, you know, you've eaten a load of crap and you're not even out. Sometimes I'm like, one apple on Sunday is going to sort this all out.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So you can basically, you can eat what you want and then make sure and counterbalance it with the other.
Exactly.
The only problem is that the unhealthy foods deplete your lifespan by more minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very quickly.
So you're coming home from a night out and you're eating like a 6-pack of apples.
Yeah, exactly.
In order to counterbalance.
I'm thinking the same. Yeah. So nearly 75% of food consumed in the US is considered ultra processed, and it's teeming with additives and potentially harmful ingredients. So the study found that hot dogs were without a doubt the worst food.
What?
Yeah, the worst food.
Aren't they just sausages though?
They're not really though. They're boiled in like water.
Oh yeah, they're so weird.
They're so
and I bet
bad
the bun is like basically cake.
Yes, exactly. It's followed by cured meats like prosciutto, which would cost you 24 minutes of life. Apparently, I'd imagine this is only in the US because they don't have like regulation on meat or anything like that. So you can kind of just make whatever. You know those egg and breakfast baps that I absolutely love?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get them in America. They shave 13.6 minutes off someone's healthy lifespan each time you eat one.
Just eggs.
God, Dave, I'm going to be so emotional looking at you now eating them.
But like, I remember going to like Dunkin' Donuts when I was over in America in New York only a couple of weeks ago, and I got one of these like muffins things that they have. They're not muffins, but like they're like a burger
like a
with sausage and egg
thing.
And rashers or whatever. And I was eating that and I was like, this is disgusting.
Oh, really?
Like, it's so good, but it's disgusting. Do you know what I mean?
I am fading away.
It's so, so bad for you. Cheeseburgers, they take off 9 minutes of your life.
Oh, what a crying shame.
I know. Bacon takes off 6 minutes. So concerns have also been raised over sweeteners and things like using in sugar-free fizzy drinks and stuff like that. They rob you of 12 minutes of your life.
I know that, like, Coke Zero is probably full of muck, but ever since it went zero, I was like, it's like water.
Wait, so the zeros are bad?
The zeros are bad as well. Because they've got sweeteners in there. Honestly, but the way this is going, I'll be dead in 45 minutes.
Anything on there for tofu? No.
No, none for tofu, but I'd imagine you're fine.
Keep chomping on the tofu, so.
Keep an eye on him. He won't be around for very long, Ash.
No, I won't.
Look at
say your goodbyes
face.
Now.
Recharged. Oh, lads, I had a great night last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
It looks like it.
Well, that's very rude.
Very rude.
Isn't it?
Very rude.
It was the Pinballia Christmas party. What the hell is Pinballia, you ask? Well, somebody hasn't been listening to the show. Pinballia is the kind of pinball company / crew that my boyfriend Alex set up. He has all these pinball machines in Fibber McGee's in town, and we do a tournament there every second Wednesday. So this was the last tournament of the year, so it was the Pinballia Christmas party, and it was called the Pinballia Santa Knockout 2024.
Okay, very good.
And all of this is so high level nerd.
Sounds like a WWE so you know. Event, doesn't it? Knock Santa out.
So if you're thinking this is like sort of lame, it is, but in the best way.
Oh, yeah.
And so Alex got a little, like, Santa trophy thing. Well, it's just like a statue of a Santa.
I love how much thought he puts into these events.
Oh, yeah, listen
just,
to this.
But, like, he just seems to love it.
And he got a Sharpie, and he drew X's over Santa's eyes.
Oh, rude.
Like, as if he'd been knocked out.
Yeah. Love it.
Very edgy.
Yeah.
And then the best thing about this, I mentioned it a few weeks ago, was that the entry fee is usually like a euro or something, but this time you had to bring a 5 euro wrapped present.
Right.
No more than 5 euro spent, but it needed to be wrapped. And that meant that every time somebody got knocked out of the tournament, you got to win a prize, essentially. So it was really fun. And so when you got knocked out, you weren't sad. So basically, the way you did it was, he had like, there was, I think there were 17 of us, so he had 17 chocolate coins.
Okay.
And he put a sticker with a number on each one, 1 to 17, and then he put a corresponding number to each prize. So when you were knocked out, you put your hand in a Santa hat, you fished out a chocolate coin, it corresponded to a present, da-da-da-da-da.
Very good.
A fella came along who has only been there once or twice. I'd actually never met him before. And we were kind of like, oh, this guy's back. That's interesting. And just as we were like laying out all the prizes, he whips out two sets of Christmas lights.
Stop.
Just to decorate the place.
That's lovely.
This is the level of cute.
That's lovely.
Of the tournament last night. It was really, really fun. And do you want to hear some of the fun prizes?
Yeah. Always, yeah.
So I told you a couple of weeks ago that mine was potentially going to be the most valuable of all, because I went into Tiger, I saw this little money box that said game over on it, and when I went to pay, they wouldn't let me pay because they didn't have a barcode for it. So he was like, you can just have it.
Class.
So I gave that and I put a fiver into it.
Perfect.
So it was very valuable.
Yeah, tenner.
As a result, yeah. So that was my prize. I actually don't know who got that because I ended up leaving early. But the other prizes that were won on the night were a Little Miss Princess mug, Taylor Swift pens,
cool.
A Fibber McGee's hat, a Nerf gun, a Spud gun,
A spud gun. It's exactly what you think it would be. You throw the gun into the spud and it takes out a little chunk of it and then you shoot it at someone.
Tiny bits of spud.
It's real old school.
Yeah. I was like, that is so funny. My brother was obsessed with spud guns. Who bought that? And then my friend Orla was like, your brother. And then I won like a big Toblerone and a sticker that says, release your inner child.
Love it.
Which was inspiring. So just like, picture the scene. You're in Fibber McGee's. The men have long hair and they're wearing leather jackets with studs on them. They're all playing pool. And you look down a certain corner of the pub and there's a gang of losers with tiny hands on, firing spud guns and Nerf guns at each other and cheering to competitive pinball. It was a beautiful night,
God. What's going on down there? Oh, it's the Virgin's Christmas party.
Here's KSI on Spin. We were at Blanchardstown yesterday in Blanchardstown Centre giving away the Girly Quiz board games. And after the show, my boyfriend Jack gave me a ring to see what was going on. And it sounded like he was in a real busy place. I said, what's going on? Where are you? He said, I'm in M&S on Grafton Street having my brekkie. I said,
oh, very nice. A little toasty, was it?
I said, lovely. I said, what's your plan? He said, I'm going to get all my Christmas shopping done now. We got the bus in this morning. I need to get it all done. I have a list as long as my arm. I said, grand. So in my head, I was like, this is lovely now. I'll go home and get a nap in. Do you know, I won't see you until later this afternoon. I was in the door, I would say, all of 20 minutes and there was a knock on the door.
Stop.
Not a single bag in hand.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was done.
And I said, what's going on? Are you all right? He said, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I got so stressed. He said he left M&S, walked into two shops and walked back to the bus and came home.
Yeah,
and just
dead
said,
right.
I can't do
no,
it.
No, there is something about it. It's like a physical reaction.
He literally
the
was
crowds
like...
crowds and everything.
I got up this morning at about 4:30 and he was up stressing. He was like, I don't know, I don't think I can do it. He was like, will you please do it for me? What is with that? There's something really traumatising about
the
facing
it,
isn't it?
It's so tough.
Good morning.
This week on the show, we want you to get your skates on ice.ie, powered by Uno Energy.
Uno Energy. On Ice is the perfect way to celebrate the season. They've locations in Dundrum, Swords, and all across Ireland as well.
So what we've been asking you to do is get in touch with Word Ice. We're going to ring a few people and give away loads of family passes this morning with kind of a Christmas version of the shortest quiz. Reese is there. Hello.
How's it going on?
We're good. We'd love to sort you out with your passes for onice.ie. You've got to answer this very short question. Ho, ho.
Ho.
Yay. Very
well
good,
done.
Reese. Nice one. You've just got yourself a family pass to onice.ie. Congratulations. Have a great day.
Deadly, thank you so much.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Bye.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Jane, we're looking for you and your number ends in 4-2.
Hello?
Hey, Jane. Hi, Jane. With Dave and Aisling. Welcome to the Christmas version of the shortest quiz.
What's the crack, Jane?
Nothing much.
All right, you ready?
That's not your question. Don't worry.
You ready for your question?
Okay.
We wish you a Merry...
Christmas.
Yes. Spot on, Jane. You've just won yourself a family pass to onice.ie.
That's amazing.
Jane, okay, we've had people win the cash machine that haven't screamed that much.
Oh my god, Jane, do you want to win everything?
Jane, that's congratulations. Brilliant. We love you lots. Have a great day. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh my god, Jane is mad for ice skating.
Looking for you, Sonia. Your number ends in 3-8.
Hello.
Hey, Sonia. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Welcome.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Sonia. Get ready for your question. Yeah. Last Christmas, I gave you my...
heart.
Oh, yes. Spot on. Yeah.
You're heading to ice skating, darling. You've got a family pass to on ice.ie. Enjoy that.
Yay. Brilliant. Thanks a million. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
And Anthony, now we're looking for you. Your number ends in 2-5.
Hello.
Hey, Anthony. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling here at Spin. How are you keeping?
What's up, Anthony?
How are you doing? Not too bad.
We're good.
Here's your question, Anthony. Jingle what?
Bells.
Yeah. Oh, spot on. I think that would have been a tough one for me. Anthony, congratulations. You've got a family pass on
ice. Give yourself some credit.
I don't know what I don't know what I'd say. I just went, what are you talking about?
I'm delighted.
Well done, Anthony. Congratulations. Have a great Christmas.
You too. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just to test that theory that Dave was saying, I wouldn't know what to say for jingle what. If I said Santa, what would you say?
God, Santa. Santa's.
Ash, what would you say?
Do you know what's really weird? The first thing that popped into my head was Santa who?
Do you know what came into my head? Hat.
A sleigh came into mine.
So yeah, or, you know, Claus, his name.
Oh, yeah, there you go. For a minute there, I'm so tired. I thought you had, like, actual claws in his fingernails.
Oh, God.
Raining it in.
Yeah, speaking of raining, like, Jane, can we just hear Jane scream again? That's all I want to hear this morning. What a legend. Can we just keep that on air?
I love
and
that.
And just play it at random points.
Can everybody react like that, please?
Yes, please.
Whether it's IMC Cinema Passes or ice skating.
Or just if we're ringing you for the chats.
Yeah. It's a girly quiz. Okay.
What? Already? Again? I can't do it anymore.
I know. We've done a lot of girly quiz talk over the last week, naturally, because we've been giving away our girly quiz board games. But back to regular affairs on this morning's show. And for the final time in 2024.
Ever.
No. For misinformation.
For the final time in 2024, we're going to be putting Dave to the test on the girly quiz, as we do every Thursday on the show.
God, I didn't realise it was the last one of the year. That's exciting.
It is exciting. Three questions, Dave, standing between you, closing out the year on a win. Obviously, you have your two lifelines and one of them is the phone a female, and that's what we're looking for right now, a girly to come on and be Dave's phone a female. If you want to do it, it's girly in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038, and a lovely prize for you to win as well.
A gorgeous prize. The girly quiz is with Beabel Beauty. They're a luxury cosmetics and tan brand, and they make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. So if you are Dave's phone a female this morning, just for coming on, win or lose, if you get the question right or wrong, no big deal, just for coming on, you will win a Beabel Beauty hamper for you and for a friend.
Super sound.
Which
how
we
sound
kind of
that?
Mean keep for yourself, naturally. So if you want to get in touch if right now, it's girly in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. That's girly in a WhatsApp.
Guys, I have huge news.
Huge.
I've just gotten word in my ear. As well as the two Beabel Beauty hampers.
No.
We're going to throw in.
No, don't you dare.
I thought they were gone. They're
don't you say
out.
It.
They're gone.
Don't you say it.
We're going to throw in a girly quiz board game.
Oh!
Wait, where's Jane's scream?
There are not many left. So these are extremely limited edition at this stage. So girly in a WhatsApp if you want to come on. 087-711-1038.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hello.
Good morning.
Do that every time, Emma. That was lovely.
Are we all ready to clock off? No.
Yeah. Phone it in. Rain
I'm already
it
gone.
In.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm already gone.
She's already on that
like,
plane.
Are you actually on air with your mouth full?
I
right
have
now?
Apple in my mouth. I do.
That's she's mentally not here.
That's pretty much the first thing you don't do in radio.
I know.
Is speak with your mouth full.
I'm telling you, I'm gone. I'm already in America, in the snow.
Oh, is it snowing
great,
over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's snowing at the moment, Jeff. Yeah. Like, right now, like, where I am in America.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It must be freezing.
Oh, my God, my eyelashes are getting all frozen. Oh.
Look, look, look. Two more shows.
Christmas crackers on Spin.
Not that we don't. Absolutely love being here.
Of course. Obviously. Legitimately. But I think everyone's just on that little, oh, get me back to bed phase.
Ah, we're all the same.
We have unbelievable prizes still to give away today and tomorrow with our Christmas crackers. We've given away insane prizes over the last couple of weeks. The likes of Stanley Cups, Lululemon vouchers, a grand in cash, a PlayStation 5. And we still have a couple of prizes left.
Yeah, we've got an Apple Watch 10 and we got a €500 Ryanair voucher to give away. This is absolutely insane. Like, these are, like, there's no duds in these prizes. Every single prize is, like, something that better than Santa can
bring. Just like sometimes you'd be like, oh, pull a cracker and there could be nothing in it or there could be something great in it. Like every single cracker has a class
and very trendy prizes as well.
We're very cool over here.
When you pull a cracker and the little fish comes out, do you know?
Yeah, the little
and it tells you your
fortune fish.
And it tells you you're fickle. It always tells me I'm fickle.
Ah, it's a pity there's no. Oh, you've won a fish.
You've won a fish.
So how this has been working the past week and a half is we give you a code word at this time and we give you a second one at around 25 past 8. You need both code words to send over to us in a WhatsApp to get a chance to come on and pull a cracker. You got to answer a question before you can pull that cracker. There's a whole process here. There's, you know, due process and all that. But now it is time to give you that all important first code word of the day. Who wants to do the big reveal?
Oh. Can we get Callum suit? It's his birthday.
Yes.
Give Callum a go.
You'd only love that on his birthday, wouldn't you, Callum?
Hold on now. We need some fanfare. We can't just give it to you.
All right, Callum.
I'm ready.
Don't mess this up. It's your moment. It's your big moment.
Here we go.
Hat.
Whoa!
Are you saying that was good?
That was unbelievable.
Callum,
for his first time.
He's so happy. Look at him.
Aww. I love it. Can I do it again?
Go again.
Yeah,
Run that back.
Exactly the same way, please.
Hat.
Yes!
Wow.
Genius.
Look at that birthday boy. He's on fire.
Someone's already messaged the word hat.
No.
Don't do that.
Oh, no.
I swear to God.
What's wrong, Ashley? Go on.
That's just really sent me now. Like, push me over the edge. What? What did I just say?
I know. No one listens
to
you.
Two code words.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Maybe they're just texting in to remind themselves what it is.
I don't care. Okay. It's disrespectful.
The second one will be a little earlier this morning.
That's fine. Listen, your first code word is hat. Your second code word is incoming. Don't message.
It's incoming. Okay, so message hat and incoming.
David!
That's a weird
code word.
If only one that one is. 15, 20 minutes or so. Stick with us for your second code word. When you get us, message both together, 087-711-1038.
Please change it to incoming.
Spins fully charged with now.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather, you're listening to Spin. It's all over my feed on Instagram anyway, over the last couple of days. When Billie was performing, she brought Charlie XCX out on stage for the first kind of live performance of the remix of the song Guess.
Oh, cool.
The Knickers song. Obviously, the crowd went wild, as you can imagine. I hate to bring the tone down, but shocking stuff going on.
Oh, no.
Have you seen this? People are scathing with anger, and I get it. It's disgraceful. RIP.ie coming under fire, looking like they're introducing a €100 fee to list death notices on the site.
I saw this, and it's such a shame because it's such a thing we have such pride in as a country.
I know.
Aren't we just great with death?
Honestly, my dad spends more time on RIP.ie than he does on his Facebook, and he loves Facebook.
No, Irish people handle death very well. We do, we're great storytellers.
Yeah, we are. So the hassle is coming from, we don't know obviously the ins and outs of it, but RIP.ie was purchased by the Irish Times Group earlier in the year. And it looks like this fee is going to come in from January 2025. Now they're saying that the undertakers will be the people charged for the advertising it, but naturally that's going to fall back on the families.
Mm. Yeah, of course, because it's just like everything. The undertakers will just charge extra then.
But it's really sad because, you know, like a lot of people would discover that someone's passed away via this if it's like a long lost friend or someone they haven't seen in a long time and would show up at a funeral based on that rather than hearsay or phone calls. Do you know what I mean?
So, definitely. Or it's like a way for people to share the news on Instagram without having to like type something themselves.
My favourite thing is my housemate has a Google alert set up for RIP.ie and the place name in the county that he's from.
Stop.
Right, so every time someone dies in the place where he's from, he'll get a Google alert, and so when his ma rings him and goes, "You'll never guess who died," and he goes, "Graham Smith."
That's mad.
And she's like, "How do you know?"
That is elite level.
People are going crazy over this naturally and saying people seeking to profit off death announcements, which isn't great. But people online have been getting creative on this, saying, sure, how easy is it to set up a website? People are really good at coding. We can just create a rival website to challenge it.
Yeah.
Someone suggesting a rival but free site called Mourn Hub.
Very good. Very good.
Which is dodgy sounding, but bold. Has potential.
Yeah.
RIP.ie works because there's a bit of a ring to it.
There
you
is.
Know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of just rolls off the tongue. RIP.ie. I do think we could take it to the next level on this. And you did mention that here in Ireland, we're pretty good with death. We, you know, try to find the light in the dark
our
and all the rest.
Our great right. death. Yeah. Our great.
I propose a rival site called brownbread.ie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you could even offer to send out a loaf of bread to provide for all the guests that'll be popping into the house.
Brownbread.ie.
So you get like a loaf with your, yeah, your notice.
Yeah, maybe so.
So you get a loaf of brown bread. I see your brownbread.ie and I raise you, deceased with yeast.
Shut up.
We send your family out a pan of white bread when you die. Because who needs brown bread when someone's dead? You want the fattening stuff, don't you?
Yeah,
you want
do.
The white stuff.
Oh, you want yeah. the comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, true, true, true.
Can I do one that's not related to bread? Or does it have to all be related
to bread? I mean, you can try.
Go for it.
Your toast.com.
Yeah! That is related to
I
bread.
I just came up with it.
It's very good.
Yeah, where, like, they send you out, like, a fresh slice of buttered toast when your loved one dies.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
That's all. I just came up with that there. But
big
I have
fan.
Another one
big
as well.
Fan.
Go on.
6feetunder.com.
Yeah.
The death notices are in the form of the person's Bitmoji being lowered into a grave.
Lovely.
And you can send it as a yeah. gift to all your friends to let them know.
Very good.
I don't know what kind of gift you'd offer with this, but just gonzo.com.
Gonzo.
Gonzo.com.
Gonzo. I'd imagine you'd have a little character. Like, oh, he's Gonzo. You know what I mean? That kind of
like
a
Mario. Kind
yeah,
I'd
yeah.
like to be called gonzo.org, though.
Yeah, it sounds a bit group, more sad. Yeah.
I have RIPDIY. We'll make sure they RIP, you make sure, and DIY. DIY stands for dig it yourself. And it's the grave.
Jesus.
Oh, I got that, yeah.
So we'll send you out your the shovel.
Shovel.
This one is imdead.com.
Oh, stop, I'm dead.
When you...
Oh, would you stop, I'm dead.
When you die, all your friends, like, upload all the funny videos of you to prompt them to be like, oh my God, I'm dead.
Oh, that's excellent, yeah.
Very good.
We could kind of bring spin into this somehow. Spinning in the grave. Every time something is submitted, we'll play a Joel Corry song for you.
Very nice, very nice.
Bring it back yeah. to here on spin.
I have offyourpop.ie. You say your goodbyes, but without breaking the bank. It won't cost you too much.
That's
nice.
That's good. Diewithasmile.com. It's death notices, but they do like an edit on your picture just so you have an improved smile.
Oh, yeah.
And it does a feature Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, that song in the background.
No. Yeah.
No.
No, it's an original concept.
I was thinking of an app. Let's move forward on this yeah. and have an app on your phone. It's just the Bite the Dust app.
Bite the Dust.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Another one, Bites the Dust. I like that. And sure, this is it, .ie. And for those are for the funerals that aren't really that sad. You know, we can hold them in a cafe or something. And sure, when a load of people are sitting around, you can, sure, this is it.
Yeah. Sure, he lived a long life.
Yeah, sure, this is it. Isn't that it? Sure, that's it.
Sure, that was it, yeah.
Hope we haven't offended anyone this morning.
Christmas crackers on spin.
Here we go.
Two NSYNC, Ash, need a break from you for a while, to be honest.
She never has to do anything ever again.
No,
it's
Mariah.
So cool.
Sorted.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is
savage.
Insane. Listen, we're going Christmas crackers on the show. We've been doing this for the last couple of weeks, giving you incredible treats and incredible prizes over the last few weeks. We gave you the first code word you need to enter to pull a cracker and win a deadly prize just after 8 o'clock. Now it's time for your second one.
Second code word. All right, are we ready to give it?
Are you going for it, Dave?
Are you taking the two?
Oh, no, you go.
I feel like producer Callum did such a good job the first time we...
It is his birthday.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not the word incoming. Earlier, no. Emma said the second code word is incoming.
It's not incoming.
Well, it's not that word.
I caused huge confusion.
It's like when you say, when it says your password is incorrect, I'm like, I tried that.
Okay, here we go. Code word number two.
Present.
This man just has a vision and I just love it. That was excellent.
I don't know why you're not like the voiceover for the X Factor or something really big.
Because the X Factor hasn't been on the screen.
No, but you know what I'm talking about? Like this kind of real big, powerful.
I'd like to do the lottery numbers.
Delivery.
Do you want to give it even less?
Okay.
I'd like that kind of
thing. Once more with less.
Okay.
Yeah. I just have a hunch this is going to be good.
Present.
So good.
Ash, could you give that but with less?
Could I give that with less?
Yeah.
That's a huge challenge, Ashling.
Yes. Bring it on. Present.
All right, if you got both code words now is the time. You could be pulling a cracker and winning either an Apple Watch 10 or a 500 euro Ryanair voucher on the show in the next few minutes. 087-711-103. That's our number. Have that saved, because if the person who comes on doesn't get the answer right to a general knowledge question, it is all to play for and you can come on and steal one of those prizes.
Hasn't happened yet. So that would be quite exciting if it does happen. I would enjoy that.
Get in touch right now.
Christmas crackers on spin.
Here we go.
Here we go.
For the last couple of weeks, you have been picking up not one, but two code words every morning on the show to win an incredible prize.
Yeah, massive TVs. We've had flight vouchers, PlayStation 5, loads of stuff. As Emma said, two code words, and you got to give us them code words now if you have them.
It's been good fun. We've only two prizes left, a 500 euro Ryanair voucher and an Apple Watch 10. Both absolutely class.
Not bad.
I'm going to miss Christmas crackers, same. I have to say.
I will too.
Can we do January crackers?
Yeah.
That would be really good. Okay, Aoife's standing by. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, Aoife, before we go any further, give us them code words.
The code words. Oh God, I wrote them down and now I don't even know. Hold on.
See you later. Bye.
It's kind of important.
Hat and present.
Hat and present.
Could you say them both with the least enthusiasm you can, please?
Hat and present.
Yeah, that was good.
Very nice.
Nice one, Aoife. Now we can talk to you. What's your plan for the day? Are you wrapping up for Christmas?
Yeah, I've got 2 days left in work and then good. I will be done.
What do you do, Aoife?
I'm a primary teacher.
Obviously.
You sound like one.
Now, tell me this, Aoife, right? Because tomorrow is obviously our last day on the show. And what we want to do is kind of almost like a primary school party, what you would do on the last day of school.
Try to emulate that vibe.
Yeah. So what you'd have, you might do a little bit of work in the morning, but then it'd be party time. Everyone gets a treat, right? You might watch a movie. Is there anything else I'm missing that they get to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Watch a movie, play some games.
Play some
games. Eat loads of chocolate.
What kind of games are you playing, Aoife?
I don't know. I'll let the kids decide that one and I'll just sit back and watch.
All right. Sounds Aoife good. Is done.
Aoife is finito.
She is
isn't
so
she?
Done.
All right, Aoife. Let's see if we can get you a lovely present before you wrap up school for the new year. Basically, I'm going to give you two categories. You can answer one of those questions on one of those categories. You choose the category. So the first category is, and the award goes to, and the second category is, there's a traitor among us. What category are you going to go for, Aoife?
The award goes to.
I would have went for that one as well.
Okay, the award goes to Aoife. You're going to have 10 seconds to answer after I've finished asking the question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What Irish band has been shortlisted for two awards in the 2025 Oscars? Is it U2 or Kneecap?
Kneecap.
Kneecap. Are you absolutely 100% sure?
No.
You're not 100%
sure. You're not 100% sure.
Okay, interesting.
Have you seen the Kneecap movie?
I haven't. It's on the list.
Well, I would recommend Aoife. Shall we find out if she's right?
Let's do it.
She is! Oh, thank you for that. Nice one, Aoife. Kneecap have been shortlisted for two awards in the 2025 Oscars. For now, you get to pick between two crackers. One and two are the only ones left. What one are you going for, Aoife?
I will go for number one.
Number one. All right, producer Callum, can I please have cracker number one?
God, Callum, you really threw that at him with force.
God, that was actually a workplace hazard there.
All right, Emma, do you want to pull a cracker
with
me?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Two, three.
I never ever win today.
But she did get the thing. All right, so Aoife, first of all, I don't know if you've been listening to this every day, but you get a joke.
You have to endure a joke before you win.
Endure or enjoy. What do elves learn at school?
I haven't a clue.
The elfabet.
Very good.
I haven't learned that one.
All right, if you want to find out what you've won. So yes, I'm unravelling the thing here. And you have won. An Apple Watch 10.
Yay! Oh my God, amazing. Thank
That's
you so much.
Not a bad Christmas present, is it, Aoife?
No, it's not.
Do you have a smartwatch? I hope not.
Oh, it's actually broken, so this is perfect.
Even better.
And this Apple Watch in particular, it's one of the spicy priced ones. All the extra features, it's pricey.
This one is so expensive. Yeah.
And Aoife, lastly, I forgot to tell you that there's also a spot the difference in the cracker. So do you want to spot the differences there?
Can you see there, Aoife?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Circle them there.
Aoife, happy Christmas. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much, guys. Aoife. Happy Christmas.
See ya. Happy Christmas.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now we know for sure, tomorrow, A 500 euro Ryanair voucher for the taking.
Yeah, yeah. 500 euro Ryanair voucher will get you a lot of places, a lot of holidays around Europe in the new year. So that's pretty good.
If you can't wait until then to win something, you have until 5 o'clock this evening to register to win a brand new iPhone 16. There's a post over on our Instagram at official Spin 1038. It's the pin post there. Give it a like and you could be winning big.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
For well over 2 years now, once a week, myself, Aisling and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together and we quiz our Dave on all things girly and we teach him a thing or two. He's learned a lot over the last while. Yet he still manages to make a massive mess of this on occasion too.
Yeah, but you just keep coming up with new questions. It'd be like be much easier if you'd repeated questions.
It would. It'd be easier for all involved, in fact. Dave, you do have to get 3 questions right. That's how this works. But we're super sound and we give you 2 lifelines every week. One is a 50-50, a simplify option. And the other is our phone a female. We have Aoife standing by.
It's Kayla this morning.
Sorry, Kayla standing by. Hey, are you Kayla?
Hiya, Kayla.
Morning, Albert.
Kayla, you're in work here, are you?
Yeah, I am.
I'm hiding
in an office.
You're still okay to be my phone female, right?
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Thank God. All right, Kayla, stay there.
Excellent. And the girly quiz is with Beabel Beauty. They are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand. They make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everybody. And Kayla, for coming on to help Dave out, you'll win yourself a Beabel Beauty hamper for you and a friend, plus a very exclusive limited edition now girly quiz board game as well.
Oh, nice one. Savage.
So really, the pressure's off you, Kayla. You just hang on there to win. But do your best for Dave if you can. Just to say, this is the girly quiz. It has the opportunity to go anywhere. If there's little ears in the car, we were very surprised to see the amount of children who wanted the girly quiz board game over the last couple of days.
A lot of kids love this.
And a lot of parents were like, we don't care. It's great.
To educate them a little bit.
But look, if you're not that way inclined, keep your hand on the dial just in case. All right. Question number one in the girly quiz this week, Dave. Let's go out on a high. Describe barrel jeans.
What?
Barrel jeans.
Barrel jeans.
Yep.
I'm gonna say...
We've had boyfriend jeans and all that kind of stuff.
Mom jeans.
What are barrel jeans?
Barrel jeans. Already I'm off to a flying start because I don't even have, like, an idea.
But, like, think of a barrel.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. I'm thinking of a barrel and I'm thinking of the pub, which is somewhere I'd much rather be right now than answer this question.
Standing on a barrel.
They must be big. I'd imagine I'd say they're not like skinny. So I'd say, do you know what I actually think is that I'd say that they roll at the bottom.
Okay.
I don't know why, because barrels don't do that, but I'm going to call in Kayla, I think, and just make sure she can go back to work.
Yeah,
so
fair
that's
enough.
The only reason. I know the answer, obviously, you know what I'm being honest.
That's the only reason. Yeah.
Kayla, all right, Kayla, you are live on Spin. Good morning.
Morning, Kayla. All right, I have 30 seconds on the clock, Kayla, and I'd love you to tell me if you know what barrel jeans are.
God, I'm guessing it's a wide leg. I never heard of them before.
You've never heard of them? Thank God.
They're all the rage for 2024.
Well, obviously not.
They are.
Maybe in America, but not here in little old Ireland yet. Barrel jeans, I haven't heard of either, Kayla. So do you think they're, do you think they're wide legged?
I'm guessing so, because barrels are big as well.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I don't
what
know.
I thought so, yeah. All right, let's go with what Aoife said and we're going to go wide legged.
Kayla,
sorry.
That was my fault because I got us confused from the start. You want to go with that because it does sound like Kayla is just guessing the same way you were.
Yeah. I think as well we need a bit more of a description. It's one thing to say that they're baggy.
I'd say they're baggy and they roll up from the bottom.
Is that what you want to go with?
It's the last one of the year. Is that your final answer?
Baggy or wide leg, yeah.
Baggy or wide leg.
You can use your simplify as well if you want.
I'm gonna use the simplify.
Big time.
I'm sorry, Aoife, but you're not confident enough, so I'm gonna have to go with the 50-50 as well.
Sure, Kayla doesn't care because she's won everything anyway.
Yeah,
yes.
True.
Enjoy the girly quiz board game, Kayla, and enjoy all your Beabel goodies, okay? Thanks for listening.
That's going to be delighted. She's been dying to get the game.
Deadly.
Nice
good.
One.
Good,
have
good,
a
good.
Great Christmas and get back to work now, okay?
No, she has to listen in to hear what barrel jeans are.
All right, simplify mode. Describe barrel jeans, Dave. Is it A, jeans that are rolled up at the ends?
Crap.
Or is it B, jeans that widen from the hip
and
taper slightly at the ankles?
Taper slightly at the ankles. That's exactly what I'm going to go with because that's what a barrel does, I think. Kind of gets a little bit skinnier towards the bottom.
The barrel's ankles.
The barrel's ankles, yeah. Final answer, B.
Final answer, well done. All right, in there. Just want to say very quickly, I'm wearing barrel jeans today.
Okay.
This is a barrel jean. Do you see what I mean?
No, they just look like mam jeans to me.
And paper at the bottom.
Mam jeans.
The mama jeans.
All right, that was a journey, and we are on to question two with no lifelines left.
This is not great. I don't know if you heard that, but it was a literal...
Question two, David. A diffuser is something that makes the room smell nice. Mm. But there's also another type of diffuser. And what is it? And you are on your own.
I'm on my own. Another type of diffuser. In terms of girly stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You could use it if you're a man.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, true.
Probably more likely to be used by a woman, though.
It's for the face, I think.
Okay.
It's a diffuser. And I think it's like some sort of mask that you can put on and it maybe wettens your face.
Wettens,
yeah.
We all need a good wettened face.
A good wetten is what we need today.
I think that's part of like everyone's skincare routine. A good wetten.
Good wetten, yeah. It's to wet your face, I'd imagine. Something like that. Make it less dry. That's what I would
say. You think a diffuser is?
Yeah.
David, is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Ah, dear.
And you know what? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Okay, so a diffuser is a hairdryer attachment that is used for curly hair.
Crap.
My boyfriend Alex uses it every day.
Is it the one that looks like a claw?
Yes. It's got all this pokey spokes coming out.
That's not fair.
It is fair.
No, it's not fair.
Well, it is. You even knew what it was.
All right, come on. Let's get two out of three at least, right? As we go out on as much of a high as we can at the Girly Quiz in 2024. Dave. The
last question of 2024.
Nullie Glamon translates as Women's Christmas. Traditionally, it's the date that women had the crack when the men looked after all the chores. On what date does it fall?
Oh my dear God, I haven't a bloody clue.
Well, you know it's probably not July, right?
I'd be doing all the chores anyway. You
would
know?
You, yeah?
Yeah, make a difference to you.
I'd be very good like that, you know?
Yeah.
One
day he mows the lawn.
Is it Little Christmas or is it a Women's
same
Christmas?
Same thing.
Do you know what? It's the same day.
Is it the 6th of December? No. Is it the 6th of December? That's when you take down the things, isn't it?
December.
No, January, sorry. I think it's... That's when you take down the decorations. 6th of December.
6th of January.
6th of January. Sorry, lads. I'm going to go... It's the only date that's sticking out.
January 6th?
January 6th. Insurrection Day in the capital in America. Oh, January 6th. Little Christmas.
Nullie Glamon. Oh my God, that took a turn.
Okay, yeah, January 6th.
Final answer. You are absolutely correct.
Oh.
And unfortunately...
Loser.
We sadly have to go out on a lose, but hey...
I might not come back in the new year.
You got yourself a Girly Quiz board game over the last few days. You can do a bit of practice over Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
I actually feel, for the first time, I think, bad for you because I don't think that was quite a hard question.
It was.
And you did well to get that one right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done, Dave, and thanks for being such a legend all year.
Sure, I'm the Grace. Thanks.
The Girly Quiz.
With Bia Bell, the original tan meets skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Remember I was telling you that the side button on my iPhone broke and I can't use it? And I'm tied into this contract where I can't like replace the phone for another few months.
That's ridiculous.
It's kind of debilitating in the sense that like we're all so used to just paying for everything with Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Yesterday was one of those days where I felt the world was testing me. My car is having a bit of bother, so I had to drop it off at the mechanics in Kimmage, and I decided, no, I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk back to Rathfarnham, okay? So I walked back to Rathfarnham, took over an hour, grand, and I got into a shop and picked up a couple of bits, got to the till, Revolut card gone.
Oh, for God's sake.
In my pocket. As in, like, fell out of my pocket because I'm carrying around the cards again.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. Literally, I was
so
like...
You have no phone, no car, no card. Dear God.
Cash is king, Emma.
That's exactly what I was just about to say. Cash is king.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning.
What
is the crack?
Morning.
Everyone is just phoning it in,
big time. Yeah.
My housemate said that she got like 9,000 steps just from walking around the office chatting the other day.
Nice.
That's gas.
That's the vibes.
Love that. I was in Lidl the other day and something happened to me that happens me all the time, but this time I anticipated it and it was like, you can't do it today. Basically, what always happens in the Lidl that I go to is people ask, can they skip in front of you in the queue?
They ask? Oh, no, you got to wait to get...
To be offered. Yeah,
I think
we did this on the show before, something about like what's the etiquette around this. But for some reason, in this particular one, I'm always getting asked, do you mind if I just go in front of you there? I've only got a few bits or whatever. Well, sometimes I do and I'm like, grand. But one time I think I was talking about on the show because it happened like three people skipped in front of me in a row. And I was like, here, eventually I actually do need to get through.
Of course.
And the other day I was in there and I had six items and I said, if it happens to me now, I'll actually be so annoyed because I've literally six items. It's so small.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I'm literally just about to go and this lad who I wasn't going to say no to him, essentially, is what I'll say. It's a bit scary.
Right.
And he's like, can I just go ahead of you there? And I was like, okay. And then I look and he has four items.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I was actually so annoyed, right? But I was like, just, do you know when you're just like, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind and then you just stand there and say nothing. And then...
I would always say
the cashier, just as he's scanning the guy through, he just goes, that wasn't very nice.
Oh!
And I was like, oh, it's going to be a scrap. And he goes, what? And he was like, that wasn't very nice. You shouldn't have skipped her. And he's like, well, that's why I asked her, could I go ahead of her? Because I do care. That's why I asked her. And he goes, still, it's not very nice.
Fair play to the cashier.
And sorry, was like, who was that?
Because if someone gave out to me, I wouldn't be as upset as if someone said that wasn't nice.
Oh, it was like cutting.
That's cutting.
It was
so
good. Can
you deliver it exactly how it was delivered to him?
He was like, that wasn't very nice.
Oh.
And it was really judgy. It's like, beautiful. It wasn't like even looking at him. It was like he said under his breath, that wasn't very nice.
That's brilliant. Oh. And you know what? I know where you do your shop.
Yeah.
And in that very little, it happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's a theme with that.
I know.
With that bloody
I think
shop.
It's because it's so central in town as
yes.
well. There's a lot of people just like on the go. You know, whereas if you're out in the suburbs, it's more like you're doing your shop.
Yeah.
Whereas people just be legging it in.
Sure, everyone
like
knows each other.
Well, there's certain people in there that they see the queue and they just don't think it's for them.
Mm.
That makes me sound like such a boomer, doesn't
insane.
It? They see the queue and they don't think it's for them. Do you know, my friend just put into the group chat there, was like, there's a Ryanair seat sale, girls. And we are planning on going over to London. So I just booked casually flights to London there.
Did you?
Yeah. And do you know what I've been thinking lately? London has all the cool events. And there was such a cool event on in London, like really exclusive.
Way to
things.
Really belittle us there as a country. Oh, you know, London's great.
London's no, but so
like,
cool.
You know, you're like, oh, like most things come to Ireland. We get like a lot of the big concerts. Now some of them aren't anymore, but like very exclusive things, they're always in London.
Mm.
And there was a really cool thing on last night in London. It was in like a theatre somewhere and it was a sit down conversation, which I've never really gone to, between Saoirse Ronan and Timothée Chalamet.
Okay, interesting. Actors,
very interesting.
Actors on actors.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. So something I hadn't really realised until I looked it up and I was like, oh my God, yeah, they're all in the same films. They've done loads of films together. Would you have known that?
Yeah, I think they have done a couple, yeah.
Little Women they're both in.
Little Women, yeah.
Lady Bird.
Of course, yeah.
He's also in Brooklyn.
I was going to say, did he do Brooklyn?
Yeah,
who was he in Brooklyn?
He's like her fella that she like meets when she's over in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Not a chance.
No way. That's not Timothée Chalamet.
It couldn't be Timothée Chalamet.
No. Anyway, I'll look that up while you tell your story.
I think it is. Anyway, check. But in this chat, they were talking about kind of dream roles. They're talking about like all their experiences together in films and whatever. And she was saying this about a role that she would love to play.
I would like to do a biopic of someone, but I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want someone else to steal it.
But you already have it in mind?
Yeah.
Is it alive?
Yeah.
Do they know you want to do it?
No.
Mm. Okay. So she wants to do a biopic of somebody. She has that person in mind who's alive, but she doesn't know who it is. And it's definitely a musician. So people are starting to speculate. I wonder who it is. She won't say. Who do you think?
Well, would it be weird for her to do her own biopic?
I feel like she's a bit more modest than that.
I just think it'd be interesting to see her grow up in Carlow and eating potato.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
going
yeah.
to the films, you know.
And then somehow having a Dublin accent.
Exactly. I don't know where that came from.
I feel like she could do Britney pretty well.
She could do Britney very well, and I was just thinking of like lookalikes and stuff. I think she looks quite like Chapel Roan. I think eventually she could play her quite well.
Yeah. Although she's old in Chapel Roan, does that really work?
Yeah.
No, but isn't it could be down there?
I'd imagine the person is probably older. Is the person who she wants to.
Some people online were saying Stevie Nicks.
Oh, that okay.
That'd be a really show. Good show.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. I'm like Dolly Parton.
I was going to say Dolly Parton. I was literally outside of that.
Okay,
so
let's
funny.
Try to move away from the blonde. And think more
I know.
About
that's why I'm so
features.
I'm so dumb. I'm like, oh yeah,
with the blonde thing in my head as well. I'm like, who else? She's quite like a gorgeous, slim kind of.
Yeah,
face.
Yeah, she's a slim face. Although I wonder, does she even care about
Miriam O'Callaghan?
Yeah, who Irish could she play?
Graham Norton.
If you were to play somebody,
Linda Martin,
who would be your like celeb lookalike?
Oh,
people used to tell me for a while that I looked very like Anna Kendrick.
Really?
Yeah. Like
we've talked about this in the show before. You do. Yeah. Look, there are similarities.
But then I'm like, Anna Kendrick would just play herself. She's an actress. Mm. You know what I mean?
Who would play me?
That's what I'm saying. Danny DeVito.
Such a bitch. Such a bitch.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson would probably play Dave.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
By the way, Timothy Chalamet was not in Brooklyn.
Oh, was he not?
Was he not?
No.
Ah, well.
That's not disappointing.
Guys, it's the last week of the year. Do you know what I mean? We get things wrong. It's all good.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Spin with Emma, David, Ashton. Can we actually say, like, to you listening, I don't think we've said it yet, Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
We have.
Not like, no, we talk to
that's,
people directly
the
on the phone. We've never been like, hey, Happy Christmas. I feel like we can do that now, really, with our chest.
True.
How about a very ChatGPT Christmas to you?
That's nice. It's nice for the purpose of what's coming.
It is very, very nice for the purpose of what's coming because this is a very ChatGPT Christmas. I've been doing it every single day on the show. We've been loving it. Don't listen to the girls. Don't mind them. They are loving it. This is where I ask ChatGPT to maybe organise something for Christmas Day or come up with some ideas for how we can make Christmas Day better. And so far we've done things like come up with conversation starters or come up with arguments and things like that. Mm-hmm. Last minute gift ideas, etc. What I've asked ChatGPT today is to come up with some mad Christmas Day game ideas. Okay, now keep in mind I said mad because I thought ChatGPT, you need to spur it on a little bit.
How you do, and you need to kind of keep going back and go, no, I want a better one. Yes. Give me more.
Yes. You know, for ages with ChatGPT, I didn't know you could go back and go, I didn't mean it like that. I thought it was so like, that's just all you're getting.
No, no,
you
yeah.
Go
you,
back and go
you
like, can be like, no, go madder than that.
Didn't mean this.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I always ask it to go madder. And so that's what I've done. I've come up with some mad Christmas Day game ideas that I would like you all to play on Christmas Day and let me know how you get on in the new year, all right? We start off with the Great Christmas Sock Swap. It's where everyone swaps socks.
Oh, that's
you remember?
Great.
You remember the classic? The classic.
Brings me right back to my childhood.
Every year.
Do you know what that is? Mad.
Mad. Oh, it's mad.
Mad.
Mad, Ted.
Mad. Mad.
Game number two. Who's got the Brussels sprout? So this is where one person secretly carries a sprout at all times.
I actually think that's fun.
Got the Brussels sprout?
Yeah, it's so good.
No, not feeling it? Okay. Silent night noises only. Okay.
Wait, what do you mean?
Silent night noises. That's only the game title.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Give us
is there a description? Or?
Players pick an object from around the house and must communicate using only the noise that the object makes.
I like that one.
I do like that one.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one that you can play in schools.
This one, not so much. Reverse charades. One person sits blindfolded and everyone else mimes a surreal scene. The blindfolded person must guess.
Really showing their robot credentials
they
there.
They don't understand. Robots don't need eyes.
They don't understand.
The Turkey Whisperer. The classic game, the Turkey Whisperer. You remember this? Players take their turns whispering their Christmas grievances to a cooked turkey. So this is basically where you sit around the table. The turkey is in the middle
of
the thing.
Is it just a dead body on the table?
Yeah, the turkey is in the middle of the table and you just kind of lean in and you're like, I don't like Granny's top.
Struggling to see how this is a game.
Oh, it's a very fun game.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it'll work for the nut roasts.
Yeah, no, yeah, true. I'm not allowed to play that.
It's only
one.
For turkeys. The bauble boast off. Everyone grabs a bauble from the tree and makes up an elaborate, ridiculous story about how it came into the family's possession.
I hate this.
I like
this
that
game.
One. That's good.
What?
That's fun. That's like a bit of improv.
As soon as I said it, I was like, it's right up Ash's Street. Right
lame.
Up Ash's Street.
In other words.
And then, last but not least, very much not least, this is my favourite one. Mm-hmm. Hide the turnip.
Oh, go on.
Someone hides a turnip, everyone else must find it, but if you find it, you must quietly sit down as if you haven't found it. This goes on until someone says, you've got the turnip, And you do, in fact, have the turnip.
It's reminding me of the classic game, Who's Got the Brussels Sprouts?
Yes, yeah. Very similar.
Very similar. Very similar.
Water intake.
Yeah. Much tougher to hide a turnip, though.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. And it's not necessarily something that's guaranteed to have in for Christmas, like a turnip, is it?
No, it wouldn't. No.
Whereas a Brussels sprout, you're more likely.
You're probably more likely.
Oh,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Only one more of them left tomorrow. Oh, so sad.
I know, yeah. Oh, but look, don't worry. Come January, we will do a very ChatGPT New Year. Every single day for a month.
Will we, producer? Will we?
This week on the show, we got prizes to give away with Philadelphia cream cheese. You got a friend in Philly. We're spreading the joy this Christmas.
Yeah, we have a €200 one for all voucher to give you today. And we just asked you to identify what song we have spread out.
Slowed down, essentially, wasn't it? Essentially, yeah. Standing by is Teresa. What are you up to this morning, Teresa?
I'm just at work, actually. I have a free, I'm a teacher.
Oh, very. You have a free class, do you?
Yeah, I'm free all morning, actually.
You're doing it in your free class. Is correcting or just dusting your phone? Be honest.
A bit of both.
Yeah. And do you have the radio on in the staff room or is it in the classroom?
No, I have like a little working area beside the classroom, so
nice.
It's very handy.
So you have a bit of David Guetta blaring there while the kids are working away.
I like it.
Well, not blaring now. I don't want them to hear anything.
We'd love to get you sorted with the €200 one for all voucher this morning. You've been trying to identify what song we have spread out because, you know, Philadelphia cream cheese, you spread it.
Spreading the joy.
We are spreading joy too.
Come over and start up a conversation with just me and trust me, I'll give it a chance now.
Ooh,
what makes it so confusing, doesn't it, Teresa?
Yeah.
It does. Oh, it's so confusing. What? I barely got it.
What is that song, Teresa?
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. I'm not sure. We're going to have to check.
Let's go to Vior on that, will we?
Yeah. My goodness.
And the song is transformed. Yeah, that was great.
I actually seen him live in Dubai recently.
Did you?
Cool.
Now, that is a cool story. Teresa, you've just won yourself a €200 one for all voucher thanks to Philadelphia cream cheese.
Excellent.
Happy Christmas. What are you going to spend it on?
I'll probably have to get presents because I haven't even started my Christmas presents yet.
Okay, well, I'm a size 8 and shoe, okay?
Perfect. Noted.
Teresa, just to ask, we were talking to a primary school teacher earlier. Do you, as like secondary school teachers, still get gifts from the kids or is that just a primary school thing?
It's not as big. You might get a box of chocolates or things like that.
I think you'd be called a lick if you were giving your secondary school teacher.
They get 3 months off, the primary school teachers don't. Isn't that right, Teresa?
Yeah, social suicide.
Yeah. All right, Teresa, thanks so much and have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I was that person who didn't care about how cool or uncool I was. I just loved my teachers in secondary school.
Of course you were.
I was like,
that is absolutely spot on. I totally understand where you're
going. How would you give them?
A card at least.
I remember the day I had to bring in my primary school teacher like a box of chocolates. I was like, this is so embarrassing. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, ma'am, no, if you want to give it to her, you come in and give it to her. Like, I'm not doing it.
I remember a lad giving a teacher a box of chocolates because he saved his life with the Heimlich manoeuvre.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that's what it would take.
All she got was chocolates.
Yeah, literally.
And she saved his literal life.
Yeah.
That's mad. My phone is hopping at the moment and I don't know what to do, but it's such a first world problem. But essentially, I'm in a WhatsApp group that's kind of surrounding the kids, my niece and my nephew.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So naturally, my family's in the group and then so is my brother-in-law's.
They're not in it, are they? The kids? Oh, that'd be so bad.
That would be so weird. No, they're so small, obviously. But my brother-in-law's mom had an operation recently, but my mother is now taking it upon herself to check in on her multiple times a day on how she's feeling after the operation in the public group.
That's not what it's for, Katie.
Multiple times across the day, it's any update? How are you feeling now since this morning? I'm like, when are we going to tell her? Like, would you just message her privately?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, this woman needs to do like flash notifications when anything changes.
And you know when genuinely it feels like a one-to-one conversation. Like
they're
communicating as if they really are the only two. I'm like, I shouldn't be reading this. It's none of my business. This is intricate details about recovery and stuff. It's nothing to do with me.
Just start doing stuff about Katie's life. Like, at Barry, did you get that ointment for Katie and spray it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mom, how are the corns?
Yeah.
What are the yolks in your feet you get?
Corns.
Corns or
bunions.
Yeah. Did you get those shoes for Christmas for Mom's bunions?
Yeah.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.